You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to SB Nation at the Super Bowl.
We are pleased to be joined on Radio Row in Miami by somebody who knows the city well and somebody whose hand is a lot heavier than either of ours. The one, the only NFL running back extraordinaire, professional FIFA player, I believe, Jay Ajayi. Jay, thanks for joining us in Miami.
Nah, thank you for having me. I was going to say, this fine lady here, her hand might be close.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, well, she got a nice little rock
Gina
over
has
there
an
as
engagement
well.
Ring. Yeah.
I just got engaged the day that the Falcons beat the Saints, which was very surprising. So now that day is memorable for more than one reason.
She's shining over there too.
Thank you.
You haven't had the ring too long, obviously, Jay.
Right.
A little bit longer than Gina.
Yes.
But
right.
So how often do you wear it? I mean, this is Super Bowl.
To be fair, I don't really wear it at all. So this is kind of like a rare occasion. I was like, hey, it's Super Bowl. It maybe helped me reminisce on those, that time of winning the Super Bowl. So I was like, hey, I'll put it on today.
Well, our Eagles fans are diehard, and they love you very much. What was it like winning the Super Bowl? I mean, I'm sure it's never old to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's one of the most highlighted moments of my life and my career as well. And then just thinking about, you know, what it did for the city of Philadelphia, the first Super Bowl, so the legacy of that. It was amazing. And then getting to remember those moments, the parade afterwards, mm-hmm. and the ring ceremony, all of those things. So it was just a great time, in my life.
So I cover the Dallas Cowboys for SB Nation, and I remember the game you guys had at AT&T Stadium that year where you really kind of blew the doors off the place. Did you know that that is the worst loss that the Cowboys have ever had in that building?
I did not know that, but that is very ironic because I've played in that building in high school.
Right.
And even in Dallas, you know, the Cowboys were so prominent in my childhood. So it was just crazy the way it happened. And my mom being an Eagles fan all through my childhood. So it was just, you know, a lot of crazy, like, ironies that happened in my career.
And I remember when you were getting drafted, a lot of us thought the Cowboys would draft you because DeMarco Murray was gone and you went to Boise State. And that's like an automatic get drafted by the Cowboys thing.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So
I did think that I had an idea. I was like, next in line possibly. You know what I'm saying?
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, what are your thoughts on Kellen Moore as a fellow Boise State alum?
He's brilliant. Obviously a guy like that, who was successful as he was in college, and just that mindset and his cerebralness, I think obviously it showed. And then I'm not too sure, you know, I don't like big up in the Cowboys like that too much. No, I'm just joking. I think their stats were like really, really high, like top three in all offense. So, that shows, you know, he got something going on over there. He's doing something right. So, I mean, it shows. I mean, they kept him, they brought him back. So, credit to him, and hopefully he continues to be successful.
So you are a free agent. As of now,
yes.
And well, you're professional. You know, you got stuff going on the side. You got two jobs. So, you know,
gotta keep up. You gotta be a hustler, man. Gotta wear certain multiple hats these days. Be versatile. But yeah, that's been a cool experience as well.
So, are your hopes to get? You know, you want to play football. You're not ready to move on.
Nah, man. I've been training right. You know, as soon as the season kind of was over for me when I got done with the Eagles, You know, I kind of took a week off and then go right back to training, and I've been in the lab, you know, since this year started. So I'm getting ready to get back on the field and have a great season in 2020. You know, that's my priority. That's my main focus. The EMLS is kind of a cool little, you know, vehicle that I'm driving in right now, and that's what I would call it.
So let's talk about that, because this is fascinating. You're an EMLS player for the Philadelphia Union, professional FIFA player. Number one, how long have you been playing FIFA?
I mean, I've been playing FIFA, you know, growing up, you know, since I was young. You know, and I would like to say that I'm good. But at the end of the day, when I finally got into competition with these guys and these professionals, because that's what I'm going to call them, man, it's a different world in there. You can tell that they know, like, the little nuances and
right.
things of the game, like, that, you know, me, as even as a gamer, when you're a professional athlete, you only have so much time to devote to, like, free time.
Right.
And, yes.
And that's their whole thing.
And then it's like, do I want to play video games or do I want to do something else in that free time? So it's like now in this professional gaming world I'm in, it's like now I'm focusing a lot more, like, on days and putting in hours of, like, actually playing FIFA, which is, you know, a little bit new to me, you know, but hey, you know, it's cool. I don't want to, I'm trying not to get trashed because they've been beating me pretty bad.
Who's yeah. your, everybody knows your ties to London. Who's your FIFA team and is it your EPL team? Because I imagine you have an EPL team.
Arsenal's my, that's my EPL team.
Okay.
That's my favorite team. The FIFA that we're doing is Ultimate Team. So it's really like an assortment of players,
yeah.
Which, to be fair, this is my first time ever doing Ultimate Team.
It's hard because you gotta, like, collect the
chemistry,
cards or whatever. Right?
So when I went into this past tournament, I wasn't really aware in my mindset of, like, how to really build my team the right way. And so when I started playing and seeing how these other teams were made up, I realized, like, oh, I made a few mistakes.
Right.
So. It was cool. It was a learning experience. I learned a lot more about the game through the experience. I think I improved actually through the experience. So yeah, I mean, again, it's just been a cool little time.
So you like watch YouTube videos and stuff? Is that like your film?
No, I would say, funny enough, I've caught myself like Google like strategy on like Ultimate Team, like
what, how to build it the right
or
way.
Or not just like. Because now, since that's like the mode that it is for the tournaments, it's like that's now what. Usually, when I play FIFA, I'll do manager mode and I'll get Arsenal and I'll just do
just
that
wreck
the computer yeah. and just transfer and live my dreams and win trophies, and that's what I do.
Right.
But like Ultimate Team's a whole nother like type of game, man. You really gotta figure it out and like create. Like an actual squad that can be chemistry, and then at the end day, your stick skills have to you know, be very good, you know, when it comes to playing against online players. So
Messi or Ronaldo?
I'm a Messi guy.
So I'm a Ronaldo guy, but yeah. I'm a Cowboys guy. You know, it works
yeah.
that way.
Ronaldo stemmed from Man U, so that kind of
that's
was
my EPL
tough.
Team.
That was always tough to root for him, but he's, you know, he's still, you know, up there, the GOAT.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So what are your thoughts on this NFL season? I mean, and kind of watching, seeing what happened, and kind of watching the running back position, because there's a lot of discussion, there's a lot of debate. Le'Veon Bell said he really wanted to earn a contract for the position. Obviously, we saw Todd Gurley get paid. I mean, Zeke Elliott got paid. What are your thoughts on where the market of a running back is?
I think when you have guys like Derrick Henry do what he did this you know, end of the season into the postseason run, that does very well for us as running backs. You know, it proves the worth, and it just showcases, you know, the elite talent that he is and what that elite talent can do at that position to help a team, you know, try and get to their goals. So, you know, it's exciting to watch for that, mostly exciting to see, you know, all the running backs. I think it was a great year for running backs, doing a lot of, having a lot of success, even watching these playoffs, both teams running backs. I know them both personally, and they're both, you know, premier talents who are going to change the game for both their teams. So, and they've been doing it all season. So it's going to be exciting to watch these two teams pitted together. Should be a fun Super Bowl.
Did you give them any advice on running in this stadium? Like that, like this spot
they,
is really.
To be fair, they both know that we were all in Miami together. It's not like it's crazy, you know. For Damien, I tell him like it's crazy how the world works, man. You doing a full circle. They're practicing at the Dolphins facility where we used to play and practice, and you're gonna play a Super Bowl in the stadium that you used to play in, man, on another team. So like. It's just crazy how, you know, the game, the NFL, the businesses, and, you know, fortunately for them too, they get to play in the biggest game, and it should be fun.
You mentioned, you know, how you guys were all on the same team. Ryan Tannehill obviously had a great postseason run with Derrick Henry as well. I went to Texas A&M. He was our quarterback when we were there. He was a wide receiver at first. What was it like to watch him this season, you know, this playoff run and everything he did? Because he was somebody that everybody had kind of written off, you know, before the season began. And then Marcus Mariota got benched for him.
Yeah, Tanny was someone who I always, you know, I really respected Tanny. I respected his game. And I was really excited for him my last year in Miami before I got traded. In that off season, we were really doing well, and before he had tore his ACL. And I feel like it was just unfortunate he had like a few just tough injuries, ACLs. So, you know, for him to just get on Titans and for the time to just be right and him to just take over that team and really lead and, you know, just be the quarterback that he knows he could be and what he was able to do and achieve, man, it was amazing. And so I was extremely happy for him. I think that it was, you know, a long time coming in his case for him to have, you know, a season like he's had and, you know, ending with Pro Bowl and all that. So, you know, congrats to Tanny, and hopefully now it can stem into more for him with that team. And
what do you think the Titans, because they've got decisions to make with Tannehill and with Derrick Henry, do you think that bringing it back, you know, bringing the whole group back is the best way to go?
I mean, they went to the game before the Super Bowl, so, I mean, it's not – they got something good working over there.
Sure.
You know, there's no reason to break that duo up, in my opinion.
So tell us about your fashion line.
Yeah, man. It's called YURP. It stands for Your Unlocked Raw Power. Yeah, something that I've been working on. It's more even than a fashion line. I would call it like a brand. You know, something that I'm building like a company as well to be able to, you know, just have an umbrella to create and innovate and, you know, do things underneath. It's something that I'm passionate about, and I've been enjoying it. Something that I try to do on my off time.
So your Twitter is JTrain, who was a running back at Texas A&M, by the way. Also played for the Dolphins, Javorski Lane, once upon a time. But yours is JAYTrain. Where can we find YURP?
YURP will be on social at YURPTM. Yeah, YURP.TM.
So why, because in I believe in Ultimate Team on FIFA you have to like collect jerseys, right? Like you have to pick them up to be able to wear them. YURP needs to get in the FIFA game.
So actually, it's funny enough, it's been a long time in the works too. I've been trying to do a kit, a football kit.
Nice.
So I've been working like with my creative team, and we've brainstormed like maybe like a year ago. We were brainstorming and working on it. Never really came to fruition, but now with the Philadelphia Union, there's possibly some things in talks of maybe doing something with them and doing a kit possibly, which that could be kind of really dope and a cool kind of, you know, collaboration.
What are the base colors of it? Just
I know a lot of our color schemes, you know, just kind of range on the thought process at the time and the creative process at the time. I know for them, I think it's navy blue and like white and like grayish or silver.
Get your Cowboys on, right?
Funny guy. But I know for you, I know we do have like used a lot of red. We've like a certain type of red, like a crimson kind of red that we would do. So maybe we have a cool little accent of that in there. But yeah, the team has some really dope themes and motifs that they have around, like, their mantras and stuff like that. So it would be cool, you know, to maybe come up with something.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us, Jay Ajayi. Europe will be keeping track of you as free agency goes along, and we'll be watching on Twitch and whatnot with
you. Yeah, hopefully I can get some wins, man.
Good luck.
I got to get some wins.
They're good. Enjoy the rest of your time in Miami.
Yeah, thank you.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.